And staying with our literary theme today, this week also marks the 70th anniversary of the first ever production of Karel Čapek's play Bílá nemoc, or The White Plague. When this play first came out in 1937, it was seen as a warning against the dangers of fascism, which was sweeping through Europe at that time. It turned out to be a very prophetic play, as German Nazi forces overran Czechoslovakia the following year, paving the way for a global conflict that rocked the world. Colleen O'Connor looks at the impact of Karel Čapek's The White Plague 70 years on.
Žádáme-li pro svůj lid více prostoru, širší hospodářský rámec, i kdybychom byli nuceni zmocnit se ho na účet národů slabších a upadajících.
An excerpt from Hugo Haas's film production of Karel Čapek's play Bílá nemoc, or The White Plague, which was first produced 70 years ago this week. The White Plague is known for its satirical portrayal of a bloodthirsty dictator, known as the Marshal, who uses public hysteria over an epidemic to strengthen his grip on power, while only a humble but brilliant doctor stands in his way. The Marshal is strongly reminiscent of Hitler, a figure whose shadow loomed large over Europe when the play was first staged. Unfortunately, The White Plague turned out to be a sadly prescient drama. Just 1 year after its first production, Hitler annexed Czechoslovakia, and the play's author Karel Čapek was to suffer greatly for his democratic views. Michal Dočekal is artistic director of the National Theatre in Prague.
It was very pretty much a political play. It was really everyone read the character of the Marshal as a Hitler and the character of Dr. Galen as resistance, democratic resistance against the totalitarian regime. In this case, it was the Nazism. So I think it was quite a brave attitude. And of course, he more or less paid by his life.
Karel Čapek died in 1938, at just 48 years of age. Although the official cause of his death was influenza, many believe Čapek would not have succumbed to the illness if he had not been under massive strain due to being persecuted by Czechoslovakia's Nazi occupiers for his democratic views, as expounded by works like The White Plague. Although The White Plague has a place in the pantheon of Czech literature for the stand it took against fascism, and Hugo Haas's film version is still regularly screened today, there have been very few successful revivals of the drama since it was first produced. Despite this, Michal Dočekal thinks that it is a text that is ripe for reinvention and simply needs an imaginative director to reinterpret its relevance for a modern audience.
I think it depends on approach of director. The main meaning could be moved from the fight with totalitarianism to the fight or to the problem of the disease, like a kind of a pandemic, and how could someone really, as a scientist, could have a great influence for the whole world. So that's something what one could.
Michal Dočekal, the artistic director of the National Theatre in Prague there, ending that report by Colleen O'Connor. And for the latest Czech business and economics news now, here are Daniela Lazarová and Rob.